When the two little friends obeyed the summons of the king, they found him sitting at his wine with the 7 members of his cabinet council, but the monarch appeared to be in a very ill humor. He knew that Hop Frog was not fond of wine, for it excited the poor cripple almost to madness, and madness is no comfortable feeling. But the king loved his practical jokes, and took pleasure in forcing Hop Frog to drink and, as the king called it, to be merry.
"Come here, Hop Frog,"
said he, as the jester and his friend entered the room.
"Swallow this bumper to the health of your absent friends."
Here Hop Frog sighed.
"And then let us have the benefit of your invention. We want characters. Characters, man! Something novel, out of the way. We are wearied with this everlasting sameness. Come, drink! The wine will brighten your wits."
Hop Frog endeavored, as usual, to get up a jest in reply to these advances from the king. But the effort was too much. It happened to be the poor dwarf's birthday, and the command to drink to his absent friends forced the tears to his eyes. Many large, bitter drops fell into the goblet as he took it, humbly, from the hand of the tyrant. Roared the latter, as the dwarf reluctantly drained the beaker.
"See what a glass of good wine can do! Why, your eyes are shining already!"
Poor fellow, his large eyes gleamed rather than shone, for the effect of wine on his excitable brain was not more powerful than instantaneous. He placed the goblet nervously on the table and looked round upon the company with a half-insane stare. They all seemed highly amused at the success of the king's joke.